All systems are in place for, I can't say at this stage, a free and fair, but just to have an election, you know, to make it happen. All systems are in place. You know, we haven't seen much violence that has become the hallmark of most elections in Africa. We haven't seen much of that. We have people that have died, but it's a few, you know, if at all. So the atmosphere generally is good for election to go ahead. I think so.
What can be learned by Zimbabweans?
I think what we lack in Zimbabweans, for example, in South Africa, they have what we call Chapter 9 institutions, like the public protector, even that IEC by itself, though it's much corrupted now, and also some other institutions, Auditor General, all these guys, South African Human Rights Commission, the South African Editors Forum, all these are institutions that are, and they've helped in maintaining the democracy to keep it intact. And that's what Zimbabwe must learn. In Zimbabwe, if someone goes to the pinnacle, they've authority over everything. No one raises up a finger.